Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, what made you start your construction company?
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
What made you start your construction company? If you're like most people in construction, you don't know. Last week, we discussed how 96% of construction companies go out of business within the first 10 years. This is a problem if you're in construction. As I was discussing last week's post with a friend, he asked me why I do construction. Why would anyone want to start a construction company with odds like this? This question started me thinking about it. Why is anyone doing construction if the chance of staying in business is so stacked against them? This question prompted me to reach out to some people in construction and ask them. Why am I doing construction and how did I get here? When I was growing up, I knew exactly what I was going to do. I was going to farm with my dad, just like he was farming with his. This was going well until those plans got changed. When I was in my early 30s, my dad died of cancer at 50. This wasn't a part of the plan. At that point, we were farming together. He owned some of the equipment, and I owned some. The problem was, I couldn't afford to buy his part. So, I got out of farming. In addition to farming, I had been doing some construction in the winter. I liked doing it, and was good at it, so this seemed like the logical thing to do. The problem was, I knew construction, not business. So why are others doing construction, and how did they get here? To answer this question, I reached out to some people I know that are in construction and asked them the question, why are you in construction? I've known Doug Wright with Wright Floor Leveling for years, and I've used their company for a variety of projects over the years. They do foundation repair, replacement, crawl space repair, basement repair, masonry repair, new masonry, and more. Here's Doug's story. He did not plan to go into construction. He planned to play football. Then he was injured in college, and it ended his football plans. His dad was a stonemason, and Doug needed a job, so he went to work for him. As things progressed, he became more entrenched in the business, and the prospects for change became harder and harder. Not to mention that he wasn't a fan of change. So, Doug is doing the construction that he knows and is good at. Chris Scovan is a painter that hasn't been in business too long, but is great at what he does. Chris learned to paint as a young man from his grandpa, who is a professional painter. His grandfather told him that knowing a trade would always give you something to fall back on. He was working for a pole barn company or in manufacturing when the pandemic hit and he got laid off. Then someone at church needed some painting done and asked him if he knew any painters. He ended up doing this project, which led to other projects, and he's now as busy as he's ever been. He likes the freedom of schedule because he doesn't have to punch a clock. I use Chris because he provides great customer service and does quality work. I've known Josh Dobbs of Flint Ridge Service and his family for a long time. Josh was a firefighter and planned to be fire chief someday, until small-town politics derailed that dream. While considering what to do next, he was talking with some guys in real estate and the glass business, who told him there was a need for someone to do handyman-type things. So he started doing some odd jobs. As the demand grew, so did his business. Now he does a variety of construction, excavation, and fencing. He had never done construction before he started doing odd jobs, and Josh uses the leadership skills he learned in the fire department and the ability to see a need and then figures out how to do it. Leonard Mumford of Mumford Contracting is the owner of a full-service construction company. Leonard and I worked together in a variety of different ways. Leonard was in construction years ago, and after going out of business, he swore he would never do construction again. He worked in oil field and sales, but was miserable. Then he had the opportunity to do some construction work on the side, and was making more money part-time. Then his son convinced him to go back into construction, which he swore he never would. Now Leonard is doing more construction than ever. The common thread in all these stories is that none of them grew up dreaming about going into construction. Playing football or being a fireman, yes, but not construction. Not everybody knows what their vocation is going to be. Things happen and we have to shift and make changes. These changes, some big and some small, lead us down paths that we didn't plan for. This lack of preparation and planning is why 96% of construction companies don't make it past the 10-year mark. Three of these five examples have made it past that point, but trust me, this doesn't mean that everything is smooth sailing. All of them have expressed concerns about the business side of things. This concern is common, and why at Solution Building, we're working to help construction companies with business tools and training to alleviate some of those concerns. If you would like some help with your construction company's struggles, schedule a free 30-minute consultation. You'll find the link in the description below.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.